This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. While many of you are thinking about harvest, there are a few farmers in the area thinking about planting. Since I moved back home to serve as a local Nebraska Cropping Systems Extension educator, I've had a handful of local growers that have needed information and resources to grow and improve winter wheat. The great thing that I've had an opportunity to work with in the past is winter wheat in Kansas and South Dakota. For that reason, I love getting to work with local growers on adding winter wheat to some of their acres and helping them improve both yield and quality of winter wheat. However, because winter wheat is a minor crop grown in the area on just a few hundred acres, local agronomic research and resources have been limited. For that reason, I put together a local growing guide for winter wheat after soybeans to help area farmers. This guide can be found at croptechcafe.org, which is my locally focused agronomy website. Other farmers have asked me, why does so-and-so grow winter wheat? First, the local cash price for winter wheat in Fremont at Scholar and ADM is better than it is in most areas. I was often asked by South Dakota farmers where I was from. I would say Fremont, assuming they wouldn't know the smaller town of Hooper. The South Dakota farmers would often say, I've hauled wheat to Fremont. My initial response was, why? And they would say, well, the cash price or the basis for winter wheat in Fremont is good enough to justify hauling all the way down there. So to answer the question more fully, why grow winter wheat, here's some quick agronomic facts about winter wheat. Adding winter wheat into the corn-soybean rotation can help improve soil health. Wheat can help fight weeds like winter annuals and even water hemp and Palmer amaranth. Wheat can break some disease and insect cycles that can be challenging in the corn-soybean rotation. Additionally, after wheat harvest in July, you have a place to haul manure or plant a cover crop for grazing. Also, wheat straw can be baled and sold for other uses. And lastly, USDA does have programs that provide incentive funds for planting winter wheat. The University of Nebraska does conduct winter wheat variety trials across the state each year. Averaged over the last 3 years, the varieties Woof, Freeman, and Cedar have been the top yielding varieties in Saunders County, just to the south of us. To help area farmers even more, we are adding another variety trial location in Washington County this fall for the first time. The variety trial data will help area farmers select varieties more adapted to our local growing conditions. To get more information on growing winter wheat and to view the local winter wheat growing guide, please visit our locally focused website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.